When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hi, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In this episode, we feature part one of an interview with Natamra, an administrator with Special Touch Ministry Blind Services. This group enjoys sharing the love of God with people with disabilities. This includes getaways or retreats for people with intellectual or physical disabilities. We hope you will enjoy the stories that Natamra tells in this interview, and we hope you'll consider becoming involved with this ministry. Thank you very much for listening.
It's all about you, Jesus.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part one of our interview with Natamra.
Everybody, thank you for joining us. Today we have Natamra on from Special Touch Ministries, and she's going to tell us about their mission and what they do. Why don't you introduce yourself, Natamra?
Hi, my name is Natamra. I am the administrator for Special Touch Ministry Blind Services. I've been in the role about a year, just over a year now, and I'm excited to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Why don't you tell us about the mission of Special Touch Ministries?
Absolutely. The mission of Special Touch is to ease and enrich the lives of people impacted by disability. And we do that by providing a faith-based response to the needs in the disability community. And one of the things that's important to us is to be able to provide opportunities for people with disabilities to experience God, be included in the church, and build meaningful relationships with other people, other believers. And it's just a great purpose.
How do you provide those opportunities?
Absolutely. Special Touch has summer getaways. They're a five-day camp-style in-residence experience where there'll be chapel services in the morning, activities throughout the day, and everything is accessible. And then, and it's just the whole body of Christ coming together, whether you have a physical disability, a cognitive disability, or if you're an able-bodied person. Everyone brings their unique skills, their unique gifts that God gave them, and it's how the body is designed, the body of Christ is designed to be together. Everyone is accepted, and the gospel of Christ is made accessible to everyone.
How do you make that accessible?
That's a great question. We have speakers that come in that have experience working with people with disabilities that will put the gospel into terms that anyone can understand. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He made you perfect the way you are. And if you accept Jesus in your heart and get rid of the bad choices that we make, the bad things, Jesus can cover those and you can live in heaven with him. And it's just as simple as communicating the gospel. Other ways that we make it accessible is through digital talking book cartridges. We have Sunday school curriculum. We record a devotional on a phone line daily. And we also have some print and braille materials.
Yeah, I've listened to your devotional on the phone. It's good. Do you have anything for the deaf?
We do not, but we are partnered with Assemblies of God, and they do have a deaf ministries division that you could check out on Assemblies of God's website.
Oh, okay. Where do you think Special Touch is going from here? Are there any visions to expand things? Or?
Absolutely. We are always looking for people with a heart to serve others, to come to the getaways and serve our guests as caregivers. We also have opportunities. One of the things that we have been praying for as an organization is for God to birth dreams of in people to become missionaries for people with disabilities so that we can reach more people with disabilities, prepare churches to be ready and open for people with disabilities. So those are two big ways that other people can get involved and that we want to grow. We'd love to see more chapters and more of our getaways in other locations. For Ministry to the Blind, we're partnering with Special Touches Getaways and wanting to make sure that that is accessible as possible with information in alternative formats so that everyone can be included. You know, 2020 was a little bit of a tough year with summer getaways being canceled. We were able to do some virtual. We have chapters that meet around the U.S., and those chapters were also not able to meet. And so our team came up with some creative ideas. We did a virtual getaway. We included people with visual impairments by having audio description, and then it was available online for anyone else to join in that had an intellectual or physical disability. And then we also had some of our team members created boxes that they would mail out monthly that had a Bible study or a devotional and materials to go along with that, maybe a craft or a theme for the box that might have something fun to really get out and reach people when we couldn't go reach people.
Like if somebody was listening to you right now and they said, I think God might be calling me to become a missionary to people with disabilities, what would they do?
That is a wonderful question, and one that gets me excited because we can always, the kingdom of God always needs more people on mission sharing the gospel and growing his kingdom. And so you can email ministry@specialtouch.org, and our admin will be able to connect with you and get you into next steps. And, of course, pray, because it needs to be led by God and the Holy Spirit down that path.
Is there a certain affiliation they have before they can do this?
We are affiliated with Assemblies of God, so all of our team are missionary associates or missionaries with Assemblies of God.
I see, Okay. What would you say is the most challenging thing that you've had to encounter with Special Touch?
For me, it's been change. Most of Special Touch's missionaries and missionary associates serve in the areas where they live. But for Special Touch Ministry Blind Services, my family moved from Michigan to Wisconsin because this is where the embossers were, where the materials were, where the office is, where we could have support. And so we moved here, and that was a big change for our family. We didn't know the area. We didn't have friends or family here. I remember when we were walking down that path of following the Holy Spirit's guidance on what we were, what the next step is, and watching God provide every time we came up to an obstacle of how are we going to do that, and then He provided it. I remember one of my worries, so silly, was that there wouldn't be water because where we lived in Michigan, we were near the lake, and I loved being near the lake. And then we come to the town that God, Waupaca, where Special Touch's headquarters are, and there's 21 naturally connected lakes and more. You can't go anywhere without a lake. And it's just one of those silly things that I focused on, that I was worried about water. And God was like, you know, that's already taken care of. It's in the plan. He cares about the little things as much as He cares about the big things.
Maybe if you had to pick one thing that you've learned from the kids as far as seeing them, what would that be?
For my kids, my oldest son wanted his own bedroom. I have two boys, and so we prayed about it, and I told him, I said, it's in God's hands. I have no idea what type of housing we're going to be able to find. It's a very small town, and so he prayed about it, and it happened to be that the apartment that we were going to see, we ended up not seeing. We ended up in a totally different apartment. It had three bedrooms. God completely provided for him, and just watching his faith grow through that has been really awesome. I also have another story. The getaways are for anyone ages 10 and up. Under 10 need to be accompanied by their family, but 10 and up can come individually. And in Florida, it's 96 degrees at the end of May. I'm from Michigan. It's hot. And we're outside all day. We did rock climbing and pontoon boating and all of these different activities. And I am like pouring sweat, probably too much information, but it's what was happening. And in my mind, you know, the negative is coming up of like, oh, you're uncomfortable. Oh, you're hot. Oh, you're this. And then I look around and there are people in wheelchairs, and there are people with all sorts of different disabilities who, when you looked at them, may not look like me, and they have different abilities than I have and different struggles than I have, and they're all having a blast, and no one is complaining. And here I'm stuck in my own head complaining, and it was just one of those things like, man, get over yourself. You're here to serve, to have fun, and to share Jesus. And then one of my favorite stories is a gentleman in a wheelchair, and he had a condition that made it hard to move his limbs and to speak. He could control his wheelchair, and he had it on high speed because he was hilarious. Okay, so he would always go very fast. And when they do an altar call the first night, he is the first one in his wheelchair, right up front, giving worship to God and everything he had. And just seeing the full body of Christ come together and worshiping Jesus is just amazing.
Wow, that is. What would you say are some of the largest needs that Special Touch has?
Some of the largest needs is definitely financial needs. I wish that ministry didn't have to be funded, but it does have to be funded. And so, you know, we depend upon people that are open to giving and supporting missionaries. And that is a huge need, especially with what happened throughout 2020. We had quite a few setbacks, and thankfully God's providing through that. So that is definitely a need. Another need is people to serve. Whether you have very little experience with people with disabilities, or maybe you're trained in a medical field, we have lots of different opportunities for people to come and serve at our summer getaways, or to serve at one of our chapter meetings. Local businesses around our chapters can get involved with supporting them. And we even have a caregiver in training program that allows youth, ages 14 to 17 to come and serve as our getaways as a missions trip, where they raise a certain amount of money to be able to come and spend the week at the camp. And they will do things like assist with recreation, maybe serving at the meals, and, of course, interacting with our guests and just having a great time.
How can we pray for Special Touch?
That's an awesome question. Right now, you know, we're not sure what's coming ahead, coming out of the pandemic of 2020, for what's coming forward. We are believing that we're going to be able to hold camps, our getaways. We are believing that a harvest of guests is going to come, a harvest of workers is going to come, that we have been able to reach more people virtually than we may have with our getaways. And so we're believing that God is going to bring more people to our getaways, to our chapters, for us to be able to share the gospel with. So just pray that, you know, God's hand continues to lead us, that there are open doors for us to be able to hold those events and hold them safely. And for if it's somewhere in his path that we cannot, that he would give us creative solutions to be able to keep going out and keep reaching people with the gospel. All about you.
That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it, and please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.